You know, in classic stories such as Cain and Abel, Jacob and Esau, and Joseph and his brothers, the Bible shows the folly of jealousy. And that's something one of our jungle friends definitely needed to learn about on the day of our story. It all started when Sully the Aardvark heard piano music coming from the unlikeliest place.
Millard's house?
Sully rushed over to Millard's treehouse, climbed his makeshift ladder, and peered inside.
Wow!
To Sully's amazement, Millard sat at a piano, composing and playing like a mad monkey.
Yes, coming together.
How did he get that piano up here on such a rickety ladder? Oh, maybe that ladder wasn't quite so rickety before he hauled the piano up it.
Sully made his way back up the now even more rickety ladder and stepped in Millard's house.
Millard, shh. Like the ending.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Millard quickly scribbled down a few notes on a piece of music paper, then held it up to Sully.
Finished! At last, Sully, my masterwork is complete.
Masterwork?
Well, I did the best I could. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Now, you'll have to imagine all the instruments in your head.
Hang on.
Sully closed his eyes.
What are you doing?
Tuning.
Just listen. I'll play my song for you.
Millard turned back to the piano and placed his fingers on the keys. But before he could play a single note, he heard the exact same piece of music coming from a different part of the jungle. Only this piece was fully orchestrated.
But kind of tinny.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's not me.
Me either. My orchestra's still tuning. It's a little tinny too.
But that sounds just like my song. Come on, Sully.